Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Knowing what we should do doesn't mean we do it. We all know that, and whether it is good health advice we accept but don't do, or something personal we want to do but find ourselves struggling with again and again, or things we tell ourselves not to do but find ourselves doing, we are very much aware that changing behaviour can be really hard at times. Knowledge might be regarded as power, but it doesn't necessarily motivate, even if it is presented to us repeatedly and at an increased volume. A lot of our behaviour isn't grounded in reason and being rational. We're also emotional, hormonal, psychological, and spiritual. Why we do things depends on who we are and on our situation. And it strikes me that change can come from both who we are inside and from our environment outside. Changed behaviour might come in a flash. Think Saul on the road to Damascus, or the unexpected gift of genuine forgiveness given. Or it is more like the growth of a plant, the fruit on the vine, which grows each day imperceptibly but is noticed over a longer period of time. I remember a long time ago being flummoxed when I was told by a person that he didn't care about hell, and it seemed to my teenage brain of the time both preposterous and mystifying. But it occurred to me that just as telling people that their lifestyle might hasten their death can lead to no change in lifestyle, so death and hell really can't be used to motivate, but really we mean scare, people into following Jesus. We know that this world is about living as best we can, but with standards, judgments, and accountability from family, work, society, and in fact, in every relationship we have. Yes, religions all present their own standards, judgments, and accountability, but as I've said, knowing something doesn't mean we do it. That is why the story of Jesus is so important. Because while there is knowledge there, it is also a declaration of a relationship, a friendship, a loving concern, and that whether we like it or not, want it or not, this Jesus and the God he reveals already loves and cares for us. God didn't ask our permission first to love us and make it possible for us to be with him. That might infuriate our sense of importance, but it becomes a comfort in the relationship with Jesus because it speaks of God's faithfulness. It is God's kindness that leads to repentance, Romans 2 verse 4, and the story of Jesus brings about growth in the relationship with God. Sometimes the shock of the sin confronts us when we see it through the eyes of others and the mirror of God's word, and when forgiven we seek to change our behaviour. Sometimes it is more gradual, and our behaviour changes over time, imperceptible to us, but not to others. But in both cases, the Word of God, Jesus, and also the Scriptures are nearby, and the gospel of God's forgiveness keeps us at it, one day at a time. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you that your Son Jesus is the Good Shepherd who cares for your people. Open our hearts to hear his voice, to know him as he calls us by name, and to follow wherever he leads, for he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.